This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Long-haul trucking gets a lot of attention when the subject of autonomous vehicles comes up, as in it's entirely possible a whole lot of long-haul truck drivers might eventually be out of a job. And on that point, a possible milestone today, the U.S. Postal Service, which I ought to tell you is an underwriter of this program, is working with a San Diego driverless technology startup called Too Simple to deliver letters and packages on interstate highways across the Southwest. Marketplace's Jack Stewart has more on what the post office might be up to and what it might eventually mean for all those long-haul truckers.
The USPS trial is just 5 round trips between Arizona and Texas. And if you happen to be on the same road, you're not going to see an empty cab on a big rig. There'll still be a human ready to grab the wheel in case something goes wrong. Chuck Price is running the trial for Too Simple.
Operating long-haul trucks over large distances requires teams of drivers that have to share the vehicle cab for long hours at a time. It's very hard to recruit drivers to do that.
The USPS says its long-term goal in autonomous trucking is to save money and speed deliveries. We're still a long way off from realizing the promise of driverless cars being worked on by the likes of Waymo, Uber, and Tesla. Michelle Avery, head of autonomous and urban mobility for the World Economic Forum, says that trucks might get there sooner because their routes are simpler and more repetitive.
If you can reduce the ask on the computer or the artificial intelligence, then you have a better chance of it coming to market faster. And interstates are great places for that.
The American Trucking Association reckons there's a shortage of up to 60,000 long-haul drivers right now. But its chief economist, Bob Costello, says there are also some regulatory issues to be sorted before robots can take the wheel.
For example, we need a national framework for this technology. Right now, it's a state-by-state basis.
Meanwhile, Too Simple says it'll have a commercial version of its driverless truck technology ready by 2023. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.